I've been given just 7 minutes this morning, so I'm going to say that right here so that we keep to that, because it's a very important day and we've got some other things that we might want to do. I want to start, oddly, by telling you a little story, a little joke, if you will. It was Remembrance Sunday on an RAF station. After the service, the chaplain joined his colleagues in a mess for pre-lunch drinks. "Good sermon, Padre," the commanding officer said. "But how is it you got through the whole thing without mentioning the war?" "I wasn't born during the war, sir," said the Padre. "How could I talk about it if I wasn't there?" After a moment, the CO said, "I'm going to have a bit of trouble during Christmas." Today, we are going to focus on the lives of those who have, the people and lives of those who have defended our nation. Some, if not most of us here today, might not have served in the army, might not have gone to places of danger, might not have had the great privilege and joy of serving in the armed forces. But still, we should remember our soldiers, our aviators, and our sailors. In our text, it lays out who God's people are. Verse 16, they're chosen by him, no longer servants. If you're a Christian, you are no longer a servant, but a friend. Verse 15. Here we find that Christians who love Jesus are chosen for love. Each Remembrance Sunday across the English-speaking world, you'll hear the words from Jesus. "Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for his friends." It is easy for us to understand laying one's life down for a friend and family. But Jesus' words go much deeper than that. It's easy to understand something of the heroism of our soldiers. I'm going to take some time just to talk about three crosses. Three crosses: the military cross, the Victoria cross, and finishing on the cross. I want to tell you some things about two friends of mine with them. The military cross is an award. It's the third highest award in our country that we can give for bravery, for acts of exemplary gallantry during operations against the enemy. Here we have Stephen Monkhouse. Stephen Monkhouse is a friend of mine in Afghanistan. He was a very tall, lanky man from Greenock. He was a drummer in the 1st Battalion Scots Guards. In Afghanistan, he was part of the Rover Group, part of the brains, if you will, of the unit. He would travel with the commanding officer, and one day, the commanding officer's Rover Group found two soldiers who were badly wounded under fire. Well, Stephen Monkhouse, being the man that he was, took no time at all dismounting, leaving his vehicle down to provide medical assistance. Stephen saved two people during that time, but unfortunately, he lost his life and was awarded posthumously the military cross. Stephen didn't know the men that were injured, but he knew they had served. He knew they were part of his community, and he loved them enough to give his life. The Victoria Cross happens to be the most prestigious medal our country can give. It's the highest honour. In fact, if you receive the Victoria Cross and live, and if you're on a parade, whoever's taking the parade, short of the royal family, ask you permission to disband the parade, to leave the parade. It doesn't matter what rank you are, it is such a high valued thing. They're actually quite rare. They're made of cannons from the Crimean War. It is the biggest medal. There's big words up there, but it is such an honour to be given this. Corporal Brian James Budd is from Colchester. He died in Afghanistan. There's a gym not that far from here in Colchester, in camp called the Corporal Budd Gym, Corporal Budd VC Gym. Corporal Budd got the Victoria Cross for such brave actions. His platoon was under fire. They were completely pinned down. They couldn't move with fear of taking injury. Well, Corporal Budd had already been injured before this. He'd already taken wounds, but he rallied every ounce of bravery he possibly could, got up by himself and charged the enemy position. Stopping the enemy's fire, his platoon was able to move off and complete their mission. But of course, unfortunately, Corporal Budd gave his all and died, and was awarded the Victoria Cross. These two crosses that we give to soldiers who do wonderful things. I wonder why we chose the cross. Well, it's not going to stay a wonder too long. Every remembrance we hear this word, don't we? We hear no greater love has someone that they lay down their life for their friends. No greater love. Well, there's someone who laid down his life not only for his friends, but for those who did not know him or want to know him. Someone like me, stealing from the great hymn writer of Amazing Grace, who saved a wretch like me. Someone who, for most of his life, had rejected anything to do with Jesus. But this person, this one wonderful person who gave everything so that people could be chosen for love, could love other people, could spend eternity with him, is of course our Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospels you have in our hands, the words from John's Gospel that we just read out, are preceded by John 3, where we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Whoever believes in him. It's one of the most wonderful phrases you could ever read, whoever. It doesn't matter if you are a good person, if you know your Bible, think of Cornelius, the first Gentile church, a soldier. He was a good man in many ways, gave alms to the poor. Or Zacchaeus, who was a short man who robbed people, or at least was accused of robbing people. Or you're a Gavin Dixon, who spent most of his adolescence running around as if there was no such thing as God. Or if you are the vilest offender, if you truly believe, a pardon from Jesus. This Sunday we remember our fallen. It is good to do that. We were praying just over there and someone prayed. As we look back and remember, we can look up and see a wonderful, wonderful friend. Now, friends, if you're a Christian, you no longer can call yourself a servant or a slave, but a friend of Jesus, for you know what he's about. The command is to love one another because he has loved us. Greater love has no one than lays down his life for his friends. No greater love was ever shown than Jesus laying his life for those he could call friends. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that whoever we are, we can come to you. We thank you for the lives of those two brave soldiers of the past who went forward and did amazing acts. But we thank you more, Lord, for what you've done on the cross, that you galvanize people, that no one can claim to be this or that. There is no rich nor poor, nor Greek nor Jew. No excuse, no division, just one in you. Heavenly Father, thank you for choosing us in love for love. And we pray as we remember this day and we honor our fallen, we might think on you and be blessed. In your name, amen.